I'm ready. I've been practicing. Can't really quit my job at the Dairy Queen right now. America, here I come.
Someday I'm going to be famous. Do I have talent? Well, no. These days you don't really need it. Thanks to reality shows. Can't wait to date a supermodel. Can't wait to sue my dad. Can't wait to wreck a Ferrari. On my way to rehab. It's when you're a celebrity. It's adios reality. You can act just like a fool. People think you're cool just cause you're on TV. I can throw a major fit with my latte and just how I like it. They say I've gone insane. I'll blame it on the fame. The pressure's the gold. I get to cry to Barbara Walters when things don't go my way. And I get community service.
Welcome back, little celebrity.
Yes.
That's to all the TV show hosts out there at ATA. Walking the floors, trying to grab some sponsorship. All the celebrities going to be at the SHOT Show. Outdoor television.
It's coming up January 23rd.
I wasn't finished.
Oh.
It's like at the Realtree booth out there at the SHOT Show one year when he says, if I get one more couple, guy and a gal, and her in skimpy clothes and him in a cowboy hat being a guy and girl team for outdoor television, he said, I'm going to throw up. There were so many of them came in like that. Anyway, outdoor, that's a celebrity. This is your host, Ray I, here with the Peanut and the Voglavogger and Matty G on a beautiful Saturday morning. We'll be talking a lot about the ATA archery show, which I worked for many, many, many years. Okay, Voglavogger, now you can go.
January 23rd. Through January 26th at the Sands Expo, Las Vegas, United States of America, Nevada. It's the SHOT Show.
Yeah, the big old SHOT Show, shooting, hunting, outdoor trade show. You know, in February 3rd and 11th in Harrisburg, PA, our great friend, the NRA, Bob Davis, has their show. It's the Great American Outdoor Show, February 3rd through 11th, and man, it's huge. They've done well. They took over the old show that was at the farm place in Harrisburg.
That's 10 days.
Yeah, it's one you don't want to work. But anyway, their show is scheduled February 3rd through 11th through Harrisburg, and we'll probably have somebody on. Talk about that at another show. What else you got, Voglavogger?
We've got All-American Open and Friction Calling Championship is January 27th. It's at Hannibal, Missouri.
Yeah, do a little announcement thing here this morning.
And it's open friction calling, owl hunter, and youth.
Okay, hang on. Before we do anything else, we're going to play the birthday song. January birthdays, we didn't play it last week. We didn't play it in the first segment. So we need to wish everybody in January, especially my son Shane, who will be meeting me this morning for breakfast, for his birthday. And we're going to put out the birthday song. So here we go.
And happy mom birthday. Is mom her
yeah,
birthday?
Yeah, your mom's
Elvis.
Birthday. Yep, Elvis's birthday. Go ahead. Here we go.
Once a year we celebrate with stupid hats and plastic plates the fact that you were able to make another trip around the sun. And the whole clan gathers round and gifts and laughter do abound. We let out a joyful sound and sing that stupid song.
Happy birthday!
Now you're 1 year older.
Happy birthday!
Your life still isn't over.
Happy birthday!
You did not accomplish much, but you didn't die this year. I guess that's good enough.
Happy birthday.
What have you done that matters?
Happy birthday.
You're starting to get fatter.
A brutal song.
Downhill from now on. Try not to remind yourself your best.
How many years we've been doing
gone?
The birthday song, Bogle Walker? Since Webster.
15 years.
Yeah. Well, we gotta wish everybody a birthday.
So oh, God. Well,
yeah. Finally got it once a month. Happy birthday, all January birthdays. Got another turkey calling contest before I get into the harvest numbers from the alternative season that we didn't do last week because you were in a coma. But Illinois State Capitol Turkey Calling Contest. There's a calling contest today for you turkey callers. And I know some of you, if you hear this morning, you'll load up the truck and away you'll go. January 13th, Illinois State Capitol Turkey Calling Contest. It's starts at 12 noon. It's at the Weidman Springfield City Center, 700 East Adams Street. It's in Springfield, Illinois. You can just probably Google that. Today with Google, you can do anything, right?
Yes, in 2018, Men and Boys Wild Game Supper, Monday, January 29th, First Baptist Church in California, Missouri. Doors open at 6 p.m. And a Taste of Africa speaker, Mike Rue, Outdoor Enterprises, is going to be the speaker. And
you hear the beggar over there at Matt?
Banquet.
You hear the beggar over there barking at Matt? What a that little dog. What are we going to do with her?
CFM's annual convention, March 9th through 11th, 2018. It's for the Conservation Federation, the annual convention in Jefferson City, Missouri. Annual convention.
He's so bad.
Wonders of Wildlife Museum and Aquarium voted America's number one best new attraction.
You'll say something for the next segment. Did you know that the Conservation Federation of Missouri has a job opening? Conservation Federation of Missouri is in search of a qualified individual to serve as Membership Development Coordinator. That's a big title. Learn more at confedmo.org job openings.
Did you know? February 17th, 2018, 9 a.m. to 10:30, Eye on the Wild Turkey with Ray Eye is going to be at the National Wild Turkey Federation.
Yeah,
convention.
How about that?
That's going to be you.
I cannot believe the response I've already got in January from the turkey hunters and the NWTF members when we posted that on Facebook. We're going to have to get somebody on, get Brandon or somebody or our little buddy from the Conservation Federation of Missouri to talk about this constitutional department's constitutional right to manage all wildlife, this deal over the expansion of chronic wasting disease around our state. And it's just... It says, the court should be guided by the state constitution's 1936 language, giving the department power to regulate game and wildlife resources of the state, and by state laws first written in the 1940s that say the department includes animals. You know, this whole deal about the, let's see what Brandon had to say. It's been a long time coming, but we believe the Supreme Court's confirmation of the department's constitutional right to manage all wildlife is forthcoming. This stems from the department being sued over banning the importation of captive deer, which can potentially bring new and expand existing wildlife diseases. That's very true. It's unfortunate taxpayer dollars had to be wasted to defend such clear aspect of our state constitution, said Brandon Butler, executive director. We're going to have to get Brandon on to talk about this, don't you think?
I hope so, because, boy, they definitely know something about
it. Save some of that for the next segment. You know, we're going to have Tim on pretty soon, too. Last week, he didn't tell, the Vogelvogler didn't tell you about the harvest on the alternative season. And we've been saying that, at Lattle, it's like two words. I heard Cooper say it on his show, and we've been saying it wrong, and I'm not sure how to say it.
We had the guys that were doing it tell us.
Okay, how do you say it?
Attle.
No, it's at Lattle. At Lattle or something like that. I don't know. We'll have to check it out, but I thought so. But they were saying two words with it. Maybe they're saying it wrong.
Hope so.
Anyway, hunters harvested 10,025 deer during alternative methods portion. Top Harvest County, Howell, that's where we were hunting. That's where my summer sausage is done. With 249 deer, Franklin with 215, and Oregon with 214. The Missouri Department of Conservation reports deer hunters harvested. I don't know why they write these like this, 10,025, we already said that. Alternative methods, blah, 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 which ran December 23rd to January 2nd. We already talked about that. Why in the world would you have a season on December 23rd? Of the total harvest, 2,827 were antlered bucks, 1,312 were button bucks, and 5,886 were does. The harvest totals for last year's alternative methods portion was 10,000. And there's your 602, blah, 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 blah. Deer hunting continues for the season with statewide archery hunting through January 15th. So the bow hunters still have a few days, and crossbow hunters, right?
One more bit of wisdom.
Hurry up.
Never take a sleeping pill or a laxative on the same night.
And why did you do this? Help me out, Matt.
Personal experience.
Help me out, Matt. What was that?
Wow.
Good information.
Oh. I should cut your mic.
Yeah. Take us into break, buddy.
You got
See
it.
You on the other side.
This is Ray Eyes, Eyes on the Outdoors, the voice of the outdoors, and we'll be right back.
I'm Mobile On Demand.
But the more they run my name.